Metallicity Ceiling in Quasars from Recycled Stellar Winds, by Shelley J. Cheng et al. Optically luminous quasars are metal-rich across all redshifts. Surprisingly, there is no significant trend in the broad-line region, BLR, metallicity with different star formation rates, SFR. The average NV, CIV metallicity does not exceed 9.5 Sun and the average CIV, CIV metallicity is similarly approximately 10 Z Sun. Combined, these observations are indicative of a metallicity ceiling. Here, we study whether a metallicity ceiling can exist in quasar disks due to the evolution of embedded stars. We develop a simple model that starts with gas in a closed box, which is enriched by cycles of stellar evolution until eventually newly formed stars undergo significant mass loss before they reach the supernovae stage and no further enrichment is possible. Using the MESA code, we create a grid over a parameter space of masses, greater than 8 MSN, and metallicities, 1 to 10 ZSN, and locate portions of the parameter space where mass loss via winds occurs on a timescale shorter than the lifetime of the stars. We find that for reasonable assumptions about stellar winds, sufficiently massive, 8 to 22 MSN, and metal-rich, approximately 9 ZSN, stars lose significant mass via winds and fail to evolve to the supernovae stage, thereby failing to enrich and increase the metallicity of their surroundings. This suggests that a metallicity ceiling is the final state of a closed box system of gas and stars. This was Metallicity Ceiling in Quasars from Recycled Stellar Winds, by Shelley J. Cheng et al.